The city of Syracuse has once again changed its snowplow license law after updating it in October. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the city's common council was divided over how to deter illegal snow dumping while also not overburdening businesses.
In the end, the council unanimously chose to reduce the license fee from $250 to just $50. The higher fee, which the Walsh administration started enforcing last year, was making some snowplow operators either raise their prices or stop plowing. And Councilor Susan Boyle, who spearheaded the changes, says the fee reduction is substantial.
The city doesn't have a right to any profit off of businesses that are just because they're operating in the city. It has to be a realistic, you know, functional cost. This reflects the cost of processing the license, nothing more.
That fee can be reduced even further to $10 if snowplow operators attend a seminar that focuses on illegal dumping and potential fines. A plow driver faces a $150 penalty for operating without a license, and Boyle says homeowners could also be fined if plows block sidewalk access with snow.
The goal is going to be to protect the homeowners, to educate the plow drivers, protect them from receiving tickets down the road, just making Syracuse a more safe and more walkable community.
Officials are also working on creating a list of private snow plow operators that have received licenses to be made available on the city's website. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.